Hi, my name is John Kim. I'm a therapist who went through his own rebirth many years ago, and I've been documenting my journey ever since, sharing my life lessons and revelations. I believe in casual over clinical, with you instead of at you. I come unrehearsed on purpose because self-help doesn't have to be so complicated. Hey, I want to tell you about The Lab. If you haven't heard, it is wellness. Anywhere you go, you could listen to it like a podcast. They're basically live Zoom classes, but you could listen to them on a run, or you could turn the camera on and engage with them. We have a thriving community of like-minded people trying to live better lives, and it's been amazing. Not only do we have the foundational classes like codependency and trauma and relationships and all that, but we also have a lot of fun classes because it's so hard to make friends as adults, right? So we have tarot card readings, we have soul shower, we have astrology readings. We're turning wellness into a lifestyle. We're also going to run a retreat soon. So come and hang out with us. Come ride with us. Go to the website to get into the lab and then go download the app. We have a brand new app out with tons of audio. I'm going to give you a discount code. And this is for a limited time. So if you're listening to this, you can join the lab for only $20. It's like a drop-in fee. For 3 months, it's $20 a month. Go to tatlab.app. That's tatlab.app. And the discount code is LIVEBETTER. It's case sensitive, so all lowercase, one word, LIVEBETTER. And I will see you in the lab. Just a quick reminder before I get into beautiful things and why it's so important to note them in our daily lives. Don't take mushrooms on a Sunday night because you don't really drink or smoke and you want to take the edge off because mushrooms will keep you awake 6 to 8 hours and you will end up spending the entire night thinking about random shit and you'll wake up feeling like an exhaust pipe as you sit down and do your podcast. Okay, guys, beautiful things, things that I find beauty in. First, I want to say that the point of this is to remind you guys that to train your brain to seek what I call nectar, to seek beauty in things in the mundane. And I think that when you can do that, then you're doing less of this whole, you know, chasing things that you don't have. I think when we have the ability, and I think it is an ability, and like any ability, it requires a practice to find value and beauty in things that are in front of us, then we can create happy more so than always chasing things that, you know, that we've been dreaming of, or things that are, you know, shiny and big and all of that. And this is just a reminder that there are things in front of us that are just as beautiful, just as meaningful. We just have to train our brain to seek them, right? To notice them, to find them, to stretch them, to appreciate them. Okay, things I find beauty in. Edges. I find beauty in the you know, it doesn't matter if it's art, film, books, whatever. I find beauty in risk, in the obtuse, in, you know, things that may not be appropriate. Anything that moves you, and usually what moves you are found on the edges, not so much in the middle where there's safety. I find beauty in awkward moments. I know that most people don't, but there's something about awkward moments to me that are, again, you know, it's like it's like the edge. It's different. It's awkward. It creates a feeling. I find beauty in weird looking trees. I live in Los Angeles, and when I go on my little walks, I notice there's a lot of strange trees, and you know, the weird trees that the trees that look like Yoda once lived in them. There's so much history, and I always wonder when I look at awkward or weird looking trees, when that tree was young and everything that tree has seen. I find beauty in gentle breezes. I'm a fire sign. I'm an Aries, and I think that's why, because the I need wind to fan my flames. I don't know what it is, but breezes calm me instantly, like a gentle breeze coming in through a window or you know, at the beach. I find beauty in sweat. It's I mean, it's not just sweat. It's what it takes to get yourself to sweat. So the movement, and then, you know, the 60 seconds of dopamine after you've pushed yourself really hard and you're drenched in sweat from the activity. I find beauty in that. I find beauty in words never meant to be read by others. I know that sounds a little bit creepy, but things that you that are kind of personal, that you kind of feels like that feel like you weren't even supposed to read them, or if you're writing, you know, love notes or someone showing someone your inside, what you're thinking, your inner workings, your heart. I think all that is beautiful. I find beauty in kindness. I think kindness is man, I think it's everything. I find beauty in motorcycles, especially the feeling that motorcycles produce when you're riding them and hugging canyons. I find beauty in vulnerability. I find beauty in campfires. I find beauty in campfires because you never see a campfire that's just going with no people around it, unless it's like, you know, about to go out. Usually with every campfire, there are stories, there are people, there are human connections, and I find that beautiful. Worn boots, one of my favorite shoes are boots, and I don't like new boots. I like worn boots that have seen some life, that have been through some shit. I have a few motorcycle boots I wear almost every day, and I get them recobbled, so the boot itself is, you know, all the leather is all worn and thrashed, but the sole I get recobbled whenever it, you know, it wears out, and I think the longer the boot has been aged and the more it's been worn, the more beautiful that shoe is. I also find the same with people. I find that people who have been through a ton of shit, like the more shit you've been through and have come out the other side, I think the more beautiful you are. I mean, not to say that people who haven't been through stuff aren't beautiful, but if I had to pick, truth is beautiful. Half smiles are beautiful, but also I would say unapologetic laughter. People who can just laugh without being apologetic. Man, the confidence behind that. I love. I think that's beautiful. And I think I find that beautiful because I've been insecure with about my smile and laughing and stuff. So maybe that's why. Unexplained connections are beautiful. Unexpected adventures are beautiful. Sunday mornings. I love Sunday mornings. I actually like getting up early Sunday mornings. Getting some work in, or maybe getting some fitness in, and then riding my motorcycle to a diner, putting in my earphones, listening to a TED Talk, or maybe, you know, writing a little mini blog on my phone as I'm eating breakfast, eggs, and of course on Sunday you give yourself that waffle or pancake. Eye contact, although can be uncomfortable, I find beauty in eye contact because we in this world rarely look at each other in the eyes. We're always skirting and we're always going somewhere, but to actually look at someone in the eyes, I mean, obviously not in a creepy way, but just to genuinely see someone, I think is beautiful and rare. Healthy boundaries, beautiful. Authentic friendships. Revelations. Guys, revelations. There's so much beauty in revelations because when we have that aha moment or that learning about self, you know, it's like, you guys know what a pegboard is? It's this thing that's on a wall that, I think a lot of wrestlers use, fitness people. You have two pegs in your hand and you put the pegs into the holes as you climb up. So one peg at one putting a peg into a hole one at a time. It's like you're climbing. It's like rock climbing, but on a wall. And every time you have a revelation, I feel like it's another hole that you're putting your peg in and climbing. And you're climbing toward, a better version of yourself, evolving. That was a long metaphor to say that I enjoy or find beauty in revelations. But anyway, that's how my mind works, always taking the long way home. All right, peace. I think especially having peace with things, there's so much beauty in that, right? Having peace with maybe your story, where you're at, having peace with your shortcomings, having peace with someone else's shortcomings, with family, acceptance, accepting people, there's beauty in that. Forgiveness. Oh, there's so much beauty in forgiveness. What about a knowing glance shared by two people in love? Right? And it's usually in that split second, but it's just so much knowing in that glance. And that's why it's so beautiful, is that glance holds so much weight in history, right? The ocean, beautiful. Rain, beautiful. Not like pouring rain where the streets are flooded, but like romantic rain. The sound of rain makes you want to just bury yourself in your covers, under your covers. The buildings of Florence, Italy. I haven't traveled much, but I went to Italy once about 10 years ago, and holy shit, every building is a work of art. And then when you look at how they were made, and back in the day when there weren't the tools that we have now, it's mind-blowing. You could look at every building in Florence, Italy, and just stand there for an hour studying the details of each building. So that made my list. Loyalty. I think loyalty is beautiful. I think loyalty is rare, especially today when we are so distracted by options. And it's really beautiful when you have a loyal friend, or any form of loyalty, right? I think broken people are beautiful, and I put quotes around broken because I don't really think people are broken. But this goes back to what I was saying before about people who have gone through the most, tons of trauma and all of that life turbulence. I really think those are the people who are gems, Powerful stories. If you listen to me or follow me or read me, you know that I'm a big fan of stories and our narrative and accepting our stories, the power of your story, all that is beautiful. Pain, I think pain is beautiful. I think it can be, I mean, life is about pain and going through pain, coming out the other side stronger, better, which leads me to rebirth. I think rebirths are beautiful. I think everyone should have a rebirth, every few years. I mean, it doesn't have to be like this crazy reinvention of yourself, but some kind of rebirth. A nice ass. You know how there's that whole saying, are you for a heterosexual man, are you an ass or a breast guy? I'm definitely an ass guy. A nice ass is beautiful. The feeling music produces. You know what's really, I mean, I guess it's kind of sad, but I've always listened to songs here and there, been to a couple concerts, but I never really listened to music and allowed music to change my state and use it as a tool until like 3 years ago. It wasn't until my 40s that I kind of discovered music, which sounds crazy, but now I listen to music all the time. Music is one of those things where if aliens discovered us, came down to Earth, they would hear our music and I think they would be fascinated. It wouldn't be our language. They would be fascinated with our music, what and the feelings that produces, and they'd be fascinated by traffic because it's unexplained. Strength, courage, uniqueness, a strong voice, determination, all beautiful. Old genes. Genes that have been with you for a long time. I guess it's like boots that just kind of fit perfect. I think there's beauty in that. I mean, you know, the beauty comes from not the genes itself, but from the story behind the genes. And also, there's loyalty involved when you've had genes for that long. Those genes have been loyal to you and your legs and your ass. Meaningful conversations. Man, I find so much beauty in conversations that move you. I think that's what life's about, human connection, right? A sincere apology. I find beauty in someone admitting that they are they have been wrong, or that they are sorry for hurting someone. That kind of compassion, that kind of heartfelt, showing your heart, showing that you care, all of that obviously is beautiful. And I'm going to end with this one, a fresh perspective. Whenever you have a shift in your perspective, or decide to see the world in a different way, there's so much beauty in that, right? So those are some of the things that I find beautiful. Ask yourself what you find beautiful. As you can see, this entire list are things that I could find beauty in daily. They're not things that I need to save up money to buy. They're not, you know, things that are contingent on things happening to me or other people saying yes. Or they're not contingent on, you know, big book deals or winning the lottery. On purpose, because the point of this is to remind you guys that you can find beauty in life every day. You don't have to wait for beauty to come. Listen, if you are great at helping other people and you have a passion for that and you want to find personal freedom and level up the skills you already have, it's time to become a life coach. Journey Coaching. When I became a coach, there was nothing like this out there, and so I developed this coaching training program alongside Noel Cordeau, Journey Coaching, that's J-R-N-I, and it is amazing. It's 100% live. It's everything that I wish I had when I was starting out. Meaningful, evidence-based education, real people, real community, lifetime support and business development, ICF certified. Just go to theangrytherapist.com, my website, and click on Become a Coach. And explore the Journey Coaching Intensive. See you in class.